because we have the magic from fallen or descended angels, thoughts. Means basically when holy thoughts are grounded on the ground level, they become nasty and rotten. So he was referring to all of that with a couple of simple words, really. But you could go on just like that, but if you dig, you will see how conscious he is about this problem of language, which is the basis of thought. So, I believe in growing up, all of you, somehow disliked at least the pressure upon you to watch your mouth. When they say watch your mouth, don't use the bad words, don't use this word. You say, ah, what a stupid old-fashioned thinking is this. If only one could avoid having the negative words in mind, that's a magical state. That's something that a lot of holy people will try to avoid the negative words, because you think with them. So they're working inside. How to clean up? How could you clean up something in your mind?
By replacing it.
Replacing it. You cannot take it off. You could replace it. That's one of the uses of zikr. Repeating good sayings will replace, because when you repeat it, down there you have only positive words. And when it comes to Arab language, it's more useful, because each word is carrying both meanings. When you repeat it in one way, you forget about that other meaning that it could carry as well. So somehow it will purify your mind. So briefly, the second story was the story of language. The problem of language within us. We have it inside, and it is organizing our thought, and it is our leader. So we should be very careful about the comparison and thinking that's going inside. So first story was problem of me and the intelligence. Second one was the problem of me and the way my intelligence works with language or linguistic. Today, we're opening the third problem, which is outside. But it's not really outside. It's still happening inside with the feeling that comes out of those thinking. Today, we start the story of a person that, let's see how it is written. It is here Jews. It's not a king. This is not a Jewish kingdom. But it's unavoidable, this kind of translation. As Aaron. What is Jew?
Effort or...
Jahd, the verb is effort. Effort. Yes, the effort you do. That's it, because there are two things you do. Or you put your effort, or you rely on God and faith, right? There are two things. First is jahd, the second one is tawakkul. Tawakkul means you will. Power of attorney, somehow. Vakil is attorney. Tawakkul means having an attorney. Or you do it yourself, or you hire an attorney. Do you understand these meanings?
Attorney.
Attorney.
Power of attorney.
Yeah, attorney, sorry. Yeah. So, there are two things that you should do. Which one do you prefer? Don't worry, we'll come back to that later. That's the next story. Obviously, it should be this. This is how it goes. So it's clear to know that what Rumi is going to say next. Even. But here, we will talk about one of them which you are interested in really not having an attorney. You want to do it yourself, right? You want to count on your effort. And the fellow who does this is called Juhud, because Jahad is that. And this word later, much later, becomes a negative word to use for the Jewish people, because the Muslims will say they are not believers, they don't rely on God, they just concentrate on the personal effort they can do. So when they take everything in their own hand, they are Juhud. This is how it will become that word, negative word about the Jews. Has nothing to do with Moses, but historically has. Therefore, we'll see a Jewish king here, but in the time of Jesus. Means one. It should have a meaning when we have a king who believes in Moses at the time of Jesus. Moses is prior to Jesus. And Moses is here to do what? To make a people to try to escape the Pharaohship. Later, Jesus will come to tell them that look up and believe in the higher power. He uses this comparison to explain the first one to you, the problem of your personal effort and your personal trying to do something and having the matter in your hand. When you have it, you don't like the other part. If you are a practical person, you don't like the role faith plays in your life. You call it bad luck because it doesn't go with the planning you had. Your effort is to have a plan and to try to do something. And it could never be like that, because the future is unpredictable and you cannot be sure that will happen. You don't like it. This is the first story. The second story, we'll talk about Jahad Tawakkul. We'll come to that later. But this story itself is two stories. There are two Jewish king, first and the second one. He doesn't even give him name. It was easy to give the first one a name, the second one another name. No, this is the first, that's another Jew. Let's see what the first Jew does. The first Jew, who is a very practical person, he will deny the state of the spirituality and he doesn't like it. That's simple, right? He doesn't like the Christians, so he will order the massacre of Christians. But it doesn't end there. It's more than that. Because here it comes somebody named Wazir. Wazir, which is minister, prime minister, or something like that, has a lot of other meanings in it. What it means, Wazir? Am I succeeding to make this a torture for you? Am it or not? If I'm not, tell me I will change it.
I'll try to tell you. Wazir is very difficult to.
Because Wazir means sin. Yes. The verb itself is the sin. Wazir is the second guy to the king, which is cleverness at the same time. What is sin?
Separation.
Sin is a state of cleverness, because if you do something wrong unknowingly, it's not sin. It's sin when you know it's bad and you do it. That will make it difficult for you, right? Because you know what it is. Here, this wazir is intelligence. He is the clever guy. This clever guy will go to the king and say, listen, this doesn't work, because some of these Christians, they don't say they're Christians. How could we realize who is Christian, who is not? So this plan doesn't work. I have another plan. You know what? You better beat me up and say that you discovered that I'm Christian and let me out of your royal palace. I'll go to them and I'll become their leader. Then I will crash the ball. This is the plan. You will do that. I'm ruining the story for you.